good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk, and Alan, my goodness, gratitude, love, there really aren't any words to describe the way we feel about this incredible community of WAMC and what they did, $1 million and an on-air fund drive and 2 days and a morning, and I'm betting you can barely push a marble along the floor this morning.
That's what happens. I always forget that, you know, if you're on the air starting at 6 in the morning, talking constantly till 9 o'clock, it takes a certain amount out of you. I love doing it. It's just that afterwards you get tired. Anyway, enough about me. It's just all about the people who put the money into the lockbox first, $500,000, and got going and made this thing work. And that's what we've always counted on from the very beginning. And it's really the ability to sustain something that we all put together and that we're all part of. It's that simple. And for that, we just say thank you to everybody who's put so much into this. I know it's not easy to give $100 or $50 or $25. It depends on who you are, what you have, but people do it because they treasure it, and we love them for it.
You know, we often hear comments about people's favorite programs, but this time it seemed that it was about the journalism that we do. It's real news. The panel discusses real issues. The idea that we're giving people a fair shot to information.
We do hear a great deal about that. I'm not going to fool you. There are a few haters out there, the trolls, we know them, but very few of them. My God, if it's 1% of 1%, it's a lot. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary how wonderful people are.
Thank you to all in the WAMC family. We will be back.
Or as MacArthur said, we will return.
We will return. Well, this journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, his Saudi situation has really created an imbroglio. The Washington Post this morning, Alan, amid global outrage, President Trump takes a soft stance toward the Saudis. He's repeatedly emphasized oil, arms sales, and dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi's Saudi citizenship as reasons for moving slowly on an investigation into his alleged killing and dismemberment at the hands of Saudi operatives. And of course, we know now in the Times, the Turkish officials have audio.
Yeah, they say they have audio, and, you know, there's no denying it. What I'm interested in terms of the domestic politics is that a lot of Republicans, Lindsey Graham and others, right from the beginning have been saying they better not. And all of a sudden, you sort of see, David, this muting of those voices. Because remember that you have an extraordinarily popular president, not with the country where he is unpopular overall, not with women where he is extraordinarily unpopular, but with the folks who vote Republican, they like him. And as a result, all of these senators who were so tough on the Saudis to begin with are now sort of muting. You don't hear them the same way. You don't hear the same anger and angst. Just hear it sort of floating away. And we see as it gets closer and closer to the crown prince himself, who is running that government and who has grabbed power. And obviously these people who came in and did the killing are the ones who are being closely watched. And journalism doing its proper task is showing how close some of these people are to the crown prince himself. That's really stunning. And now the president comes out and Pompeo, a happy guy, goes into there shaking all of their Saudis' hands as if nothing is wrong. The president is being abusive with reporters when they ask him legitimate questions, you know, about it, and saying, we need the money, we need the money. We need the money indeed, you know, the idea that human rights come second, that a Washington Post columnist can be killed, and the president says, well, you know, he's just a resident, basically. It's unbelievable how we wake up in the morning and rub our eyes and say, this guy is the president?
Very interesting article you and I were talking about. We learned from Hurricane Michael, of course, this morning that now 32 people have perished. And Florida, important state in elections, and the question of what the governor will do about people in the midterms voting, since those areas are wiped out.
Well, that's a very interesting question, and I don't have an answer. Now, I know that, you know, you can do more or less. My feeling is that more should be done, obviously, that you have to do a recruiting job to tell people that they can vote and make it easy for them to vote or not. My bet is somebody is looking at who these folks are and which way they would be likely to vote in an election. That's disgusting, if it's so. And we'll have to see whether or not an effort is made. If it isn't made to get them to vote, then you can pretty well assume that it's politics as usual.
Our Alan Chartok with us this morning. Alan, thank you, all of our WAMC family, the staff, the volunteers, for your passion for this radio station and keeping it alive.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Who would have thunk? You know, 1979, when it all began, and the handover from the old Albany Medical Center, and together, everybody just did it. I've been saying over and over again on the show, as we've been going on, that we were lucky that nobody, no huge gut money came forward. We asked a lot of people, but many of them said no. And that was the luckiest thing that ever happened, because there was no easy ride. We were going to all have to do it together.
Back to work.
Back to work.